While we're waiting for Ellie, let's just give a quick summary. We're right at the end of Tsaka.
Yeah.
We have two types of tefillah that seem very similar, both doimer, and they both emanate from a sense of total hopelessness. We use words like hysteria, out of control. We also mentioned that it's love dafka, that these two types of tefillah have to be seen externally. They don't have to be external screams. They don't have to be, they can be internal. We'll go into the last that paragraph down the bottom there, that one needs to. Morning, Eli.
Yatov.
One needs to first recognize the problem and not just brush it under the carpet, pretend that it's not there, or just throw it into some kind of a talk. One person has to recognize seriously the difficulty, recognize his helplessness, and from there will flow these two types of tefillah that we've seen. Shova v'tzaka. So the bottom of the mem base, we'll just go over that again, and we'll finish off Bezrat Hashem Tzaka, and we'll start the next stage. Mitzvah Hashem will have time today as well. If person will get to this matzav, and he's screaming within himself, these two tzakot to the boire, the person's merits, he'll understand the truth. Our whole life is different chapters of situations like this. All the time a person is faced with one or other unsolvable, uncontrollable, really difficult situation. Doesn't mean every second you're feeling it, but in your day-to-day existence, you have these things there lurking in the background. Some of them pop out of the background. Grab hold of it and use one or both of these types of tefillah. A person will be zeiche to such a thing. As we mentioned, it doesn't have to be external. That's the pinnacle of what a person can achieve in this world. You won't have a moment of truth and a moment of light like you'll have in that moment. And you won't have a tefillah that will be mekabel kamoze. It means we have a very powerful tool. Yeah, the person just has to work on getting himself to the point where he recognizes the truth of his situation, and then just you become hysterical. Obviously, it's not a wild. Anyway, as we've said many times, it's not external; it's an internal.
Yes, it's interesting because one time I was in the plane. There were very strong wind, and the plane was very. Everyone was screaming. Naturally, they're screaming.
That's so, right. Yeah. That's exactly it. Excellent.
Yeah.
When you recognize the Yidden are screaming and the Goyim are drinking. When you recognize the danger, you scream the whole. Yeah. We have to do two things. We have to first come to terms with how serious the problem really is.
Yeah.
When you're on an airplane and the plane starts shaking, you don't need to be told there's a problem. You feel it the mailer. Yeah, we said you have to sensitize yourself to the problem and then come to that level, where you're screaming. But again, it can be external. You want to go into the field somewhere and scream, the gun's off. But usually we don't have opportunities like that. If you start screaming and shouting, it might not invite you back for the minion again. It's got to be internal, but it's got to come, the nakuda you've made here, it's got to come from that place where you mamash, you have that abject terror, you mamash in fear, and there's not, the seichel kicks out. And you mamash, you just scream. It's not a well-calculated, well-formulated tefillah. There's that as well. We'll see. There's room for that also. This is where you just get a pachet and you scream. That reflex tzaka from the inner depths of your heart. That's what we're looking for here. Vina, it's a madova. Shetzaka he dafka below milim. Again, tzaka is below milim. It's that wordless, unarticulated cry. L'chayru lav dafka below milim legamre. Doesn't mean that there's to be no words bechalal. The Gemara says the tiny stuff you'd say. Shetzal shmul ktiv tzaka ve'etzal Eliyahu tefila. Shmuel Hanavi, it's written Tako. Eliyahu, it's written Tfilo. Eliyahu, there was also a Tzaka. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, Loshen Tzakahu. When Eliyahu says Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, Zega, Chelek Mitzaka. Vabiu, the Mashmoit Tfila, Hainu Shemafarish, Sichosai, Umafarit Inyan Bekoshoisov. Tfila is where you explain and you detail what you're asking for. But Tzaki is Shetzoik Bli Cholet Tfaret Machshavoisov. Tzaki is where you scream, but you can't explain what's going on. You can't sit and explain, listen, this is what's going on, this is what I need, Mesuda. You're beyond that. But in this enough kamina in Tzaik Bekol Poshut, Keshefer, or Shetzoik Haneini. Again, the Tzaka can still be a getter of Tzaki, even though you're using words. Eliyahu says, Haneini Hashem Haneini. He's not being Mefaret what he wants. It's a Tzako. Are these words? Good. Doesn't have to be like a shofar. Tzaka, really, the shofar represents tzaka. It's an unarticulated dream of a Jewish neshama. But there can be words in the tzaka as well, aneinu Hashem aneinu, but it's not the tefillah where it's mefaret and explained and it's put into seder. That's the first distinction. It happens. A person's in such a matzav that he can't open what we call davening. He can't open his mouth and start davening. It's because of the enormous pain that he's in and the broken heart that he has. Sometimes it's because of the tzar, and sometimes you can't articulate a prayer because you feel so far from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you distance, you can't get close to. That's the frustrations coming from there. Either way, a person stops davening. Pay attention to what this is similar to, he says. What is that? Sanpirinon. What are that? The chayf about a markan of a khan, but chipso is hamatmon. Matmon's like a treasure, no? Snapirinon. He's looking for something under the ground, he's looking for buried treasure. I don't know what it is. Let's see. When a yellow Malcolm Shadama Ayah, he's looking for. I don't know what the word Sanpirinon is, Aval. He's looking for buried treasure. And he comes to a place where the ground is very, very hard. He's digging it, he comes to a place where it's mamash hard. He's digging it with a low lech, it's too hard. As Manasu Manasa Vani Yoichel. He tries, so what is he does? He goes to dig somewhere else where the ground is softer. As he you've got to the treasure. Why do you think it's so hard? Because you've hit the treasure. You've hit the treasure case. What's the rye that you've hit the treasure? Because you can't dig anymore there. As Alta Swami Khan ad im yadata eich lav ya amat mone lecha baisa. Ken adov haze, im igat le shivron leiv, ki ilem lo yiftach piv betvile migoidol tzah. So to yeah, if you've got a place where you can't open your mouth to daven, you've got to such a shivron leiv, you've got to such a situation of ein tikva. You're such broken heart that you can't even open your mouth to daven. I'll say, oh, you've just hit the treasure. That's right. That's exactly where the treasure is lying. So now you kick into the most beautiful of all the tefillahs, which is tzako. And you can do that without saying aneini, you can do it without words, you can do it with words. The point is to get to the point where you have that shivron lev, where it's just ein malasot. I'm digging and digging, but it's just too difficult here. You just hit the treasure. The treasure is the ability to get to the point where you have that unarticulated inner scream, outer scream, where you're screaming. You know, sometimes even with a person, you go speak to someone to get an eitzah, and you're trying to explain to them the problem, but you just can't. You can't explain it. You know, you can't explain the problem to them. You could cry, maybe. You just can't explain it to anybody. There's no way to explain it. That's the nakuda, and it's very precious. We try and run away from those moments, like the guy with the treasure. He runs away and digs somewhere else. No, that's the place to be. We don't ask for those kind of situations, but when they arrive, we have to know that there's a treasure there, not to run away from them at least. We don't run towards them, but certainly not to run away from them. Okay, so that's two Moedika Kalim that we've been given. The technical difference between the two, Shava and Saka, there's also on Nakuda. When you scream, it doesn't matter which one you're doing, as long as you know that you're screaming. There's so many problems that we could solve if we just get this one right. It's unbelievable. That Korav Hashem Nishbura Leiv, there's so many problems you can solve in that moment, Nishbura Leiv, and that's when we're Miyash, we don't do anything, we just like walk away from the problem. How about? Okay. Here's another very powerful form of tefillah, which we see that Klal Yisrael used in Mitzrayim. V'yishma Elokim is na'akasom. It's called na'aka. When the pivotal point in the whole of Mitzrayim is when Yishma Elokim is na'akasom. It doesn't say he heard their tefillahs, it doesn't say he heard their tzak, he heard their na'aka. So let's see what this is. Na'aka, kumad iktiv v'yishma Elokim is na'akasom, v'farish Rashi tza'akasom. So that's it. We've done Tzaka already, so we can move on to the next chapter. Rashi says, V'yishma Hashem is Na'akosom. Rashi says, Tzakosom. So there's a difference between Na'aka and Tzaka. These are two different types of tefillah. What's going on here? V'nira da Na'aka enu loshen tefillah be'ikra. He says that it seems that Na'aka isn't a loshen tefillah in itself. Ela be'etzem loshen g'nicha v'tzaka miroiv yisturim. It's a groaning and a. How does he translate Naka? Shmuel?
Yeah. It's groaning.
Groaning. Yeah, okay. Groaning. Groaning. Yeah. Groaning and screaming from the overwhelming of the Yisurim. It doesn't say they were Naking El Hashem. It says Hashem heard their Naka. It's a groaning from the pain. It's not really a directed anywhere. It's not Tzaka is directed somewhere. Naka is not a Hashem didn't say that they were naking. They were groaning, they were moaning. That doesn't say that's what they were doing. It says Hashem heard them. He heard their Nakot. Because the Nakot weren't aimed anywhere. This is the groan. From the overwhelming Torah, a person gives a groan, a moan. A person who groans and moans from the weight of the suffering, of the problems, he's overwhelmed by the weight of that, so he's groaning, he's moaning. Even if he's alone and there's no one to shout to, he's not shouting help to somebody. He's just groaning. There's no one that he's talking to. Because that's what a person does when he's in pain and he's in suffering. He moans and groans. Who are you moaning to? That's not the subject. He's not moaning to anybody. He's just moaning from the burden. Nakas cholol lefonov. I don't know what the mashmoy say is. But I'm chazal to omrulani shzeh aloshen bilishoynes atfilahu. But as we said, this is one of the 10 lishoynes of tefillah. Chazal tell us that naka is one of the 10 lishoynes of tefillah. But there's no tefillah because tefillah we understand you have to be talking to somebody. Yeah, you're not really talking to anybody. Hashem, yes, you're groaning, but that wasn't what you were doing. You were just groaning. In tzaka, you stop and you start screaming to Hashem, help. Or without words, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, without words, Lo Mashane. Yeah, there's also no words, there's groaning, but you're not aiming it anywhere. Nevertheless, Hashem Zishma Snakosom, and then he beams in. It's one of the 10 Lashonis of Tefillah. So that's very interesting. You can have a Tefillah that's not really directed anywhere. Where did Kain start that? Chazal tell us one of the loshonis of tefila. Gilen lanu sheshom Elokim es nakosom b'nei shenaka el Hashem. This groan was directed. That's why it's a tefila. It was directed somewhere. Chazal tell us v'yishma Hashem es nakosom. Ubeze nizgal lanu yosod gadol ba'avodas tefila ubeshavodas Hashem. Yes, a deep revelation about. One of the great foundations of Tfilah and then Avodas Hashem generally. Naka is a very natural thing to do. Like Rav Shmuel said, you're on a plane, you suddenly realize you're in trouble, you scream. Naka is a very normal thing to do. You're carrying a fridge up three flights of stairs on your back, you know, like these sublanin, whatever. You groan. Why? Because that's a very natural thing to do. When you're overwhelmed with a load, as you groan, it's a very natural thing to do. It's a groaning from pain. You can groan and groan and groan and groan and moan as much as you want. Although you can groan in Hashem's direction. All you have to do is take that natural groan that happens automatically almost and just direct it towards Hashem. And then that groan becomes a tefillah. Like you put your problems on your friend's table. It means you're going to be groaning anyway. Not like I said originally. It's not that the groan doesn't need to be directed anyway. I would have learned like that. It doesn't say that they were nakim. It doesn't say they were groaning. But they must have been because Hashem heard them. But why didn't it say that they groaned to Hashem? Then you don't have to groan to Hashem, just the etzim groaning is already a feature, but he doesn't want to learn like this. He's learning that when you have this natural groaning, then just direct it to Hashem. There are lots of things we do that we do naturally. So you can just do them because that's what you do, or you can aim them towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu and turn it into a Avodas Hashem. You have to put on shoes one at a time. Anyway, no one can put on two shoes at the same time. So you can put on your shoes in a way that you're being Oved Hashem, or you can put on shoes not being Oved Hashem. It's the same thing. You're doing the same Maisa, but where's it directed? So too, yeah, you're groaning because that's what you do when you're in pain, but you're able to just direct it towards Hashem. Now that seems to be the secret of this type of tefillah. That's what's called a tefillah. Bina reymanu shehat tviya kodesh bochu b'teva abriya shemishi yesh lo yusurim tzoik v'alkocha v'shalom ritzoinai. Oh, back to Shmuel's marshal. You see that when a person's in trouble, when a person's in fear, when a person's a sakana, Hashem implanted in him a natural response that he will scream without resorting to his resonance. You scream. That's the natural teva of a human being. That's the pillar of Ramosha Feinstein's story with his hand in the car. How did he not scream? Because teva is, you scream. Ramosha converted his physical teva into something that couldn't embarrass somebody. So he couldn't scream because it was, we can't get that. That's beyond comprehension. Your reflex response, Hashem put reflex response to when a person's in pain, he screams. You can't, if you're warned before, you can maybe hold back, but if you don't know it's going to happen, you can't hold yourself back from that. Put lots and lots of things inside of us. We programmed, wired in a certain way to protect us from damage and from then we have this natural thing. There's people on a plane, yidden, goyim, whatever. The plane starts going down. Everyone starts screaming. Why? Why are they screaming? The people there that don't believe in God, but they're screaming. The people who believe in God, they're screaming. Balama, because that's how you program. We wired like that. The Moedic insight, we wired like that. As one of the, you see one of the Chochmah and the Tovus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shara Bechina gives us, is that it's wired into the system that you scream. Shaladeze ichmoru rachmehim shel hashemim v'ichushu le'azrosoi. Why? Because people will yell, you'll never have rachamim on you, they'll come and help you. Well, that's why you're screaming, no? Aval bo'im keshul inyan yesh lehavim zois shebe'emes kol tzakas shebo'olam b'metziyusa ha'amitis ki tzakas tefillah. That's the simple pshat. The simple pshat is Hashem wired into us as a protective device, as a way of helping us. When a person's in sorrow, he screams. Why? Because it's the rule, yeah, they'll come help you, Bezrat Hashem. But there's a deeper aspect here. And that is that at the core of every tzako is a tefillah. Person's lacking something or is in pain. When a person's in trouble, when he's in pain, the essence of that tzaka is aimed at someone that can provide the solutions to the problem. Not always does the person who's screaming know what the source of this yeshua is. Whether the person recognizes or not, but who he's really screaming to, who he's really shouting, who he's really aiming this at, it's the Boreh Olam. Every scream, whether the person recognizes it or not, but if you would x-ray down into the shoresh of what he's doing, the tefillah. That Hashem put into everybody this ability to find the refuah and that solid that you need. When he screams, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yazim, it comes to his assistance. Every tzaka is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way the system is designed. You see, even animals have this. Animals have that as well. An animal gets caught in a trap, he starts screaming. Or are you screaming? Even you in pain, you scream. That's how the scientists explain it. You have nerve endings in your foot and whatever, and then when it gets sore, you scream. No, those nerve endings are there, so you have pain, so you have a problem, so you can take care of it. It's there to protect you. So too, when a person's in emotional pain, spiritual pain, he's suffering, he's got a load, he's groaning, he's moaning, ultimately that's being aimed towards the Boreh Olam. You're screaming help. Who are you screaming to? To the only one that can help you. When Hashem hears that scream, it's Moira Rachamim, and he answers. That which Naka is included amongst the Lashonis of Tefillah, the Hiddish, the Yesod of the story is that groaning is some kind of a tefillah, is that a person has the ability, obviously it has to be aroused and trained and habituated, but we have the ability, the das, to mechaven our screams to the Boreh Olam, tefillah. Walking on a patch from his father, he did something that kids do, and in those days it was still near the machanach the kids. He got a patch from his father. I think that's what he's saying. Moshe Ladavdoime, the Mashim Masapim al Akol Shabohu Be, she yelled. His father gave him a patch because we don't know what they look like anymore. While he was crying, he got up. He got a patch from his father. He was crying. He got up. He took his siddur and he got up to daven mincha. He just got a patch from his father, so he's crying because he got a patch. What does he do? Chaval to waste the moment. He grabbed his siddur and started daven mincha. Now you davening mincha? Why now? What's said, "Manam shach, I'm crying, right? I'm crying because I've got a patch. I'm crying. And that's the bechias of the tefila. Might as well use this crying for tefila. If anyway you're crying, chaval to waste it. Like the Baruch Be as a kid. It's no wonder that the Birchas Shmuel is the Birchas Shmuel." Anybody trying to learn a Birchas Shmuel, it's a Baruch Be, lo kol kach yodid pashut. He's crying. anyway, you cry. No. So what do you do with those tears? Chaval to waste it. You might as well dove it. The power of a crying tefillah is much more powerful than a normal tefillah. And you're crying anyway, so use it. Chaval to waste it. Made it. Don't waste the scream. You're screaming anyway. So don't waste it. If you're not screaming, Beseder, you don't have to stick your finger in the door so you can scream. But if in any way you're screaming, as chaval to waste it. Rebbe Emes chaval al dover kol kach nifle kamo tzake shetak lerek. It's a mamash chaval to waste. There's nothing more precious than a tear. And if you're crying anyway, you might as well send it up. Evim mechovone l'shamayim ein lecho dover tov mimenu. Rebbe Emes hadmois v'anachos hativis habos aleinu bal kochenu be'ez tzora v'hem yalumim u'margilot yekorim od. These moans and groans and screams and tears that come upon us mamela anyway, they're precious diamonds. The chaval not to use them properly. So there's much more to do here, but we'll come back to this. There's also Hagoya that I want to look at. That's actually when we finish. So it'll remind me, I'm going to finish. We'll go over this tickle again. We'll start next week from Mem Aleph from the story with the Baruch Be'er. Then we'll run into the end and we'll do the Hago. But that's a moidika piece of Eitzah in every area. You're doing it anyway. Chaval to waste it. You're benching anyway. You might as well think of Hashem. No, I'm just saying this comes up everywhere. And if you get used to this, you'll see that you have the almonds that were being wasted. But especially when it comes to tefillah, somebody insults you, sure, whatever, somebody gives you a sharp word or whatever. So you're going to scream anyway. If well, to scream at him, you might as well just use it to talk to Hashem and ask for what you need. If somebody got a bit sick at home, there's a perfect time to ask Hashem for a refuah shleima. Anyway, you're coughing, you're upset, you're hurt. Now's the time to daven. There's so many opportunities and they get wasted because we're not aware of it, we're not trained for it, so there isn't that reflex response. But you're moaning and groaning anyway. As write the correct address on the envelope. Don't waste it. It's such an unbelievable, you thought that a child was able to the Bokwe wasn't the average child, but you're crying anyway. They say that was the one of the thing by Yankov Avinu when Yaakov met Yosef. I said he hugged Yosef. It was man Kriyashma. So he was saying Kriyashma. Now you think Kriyashma? It's a lot of Tirutim. The one Tirutz I heard is Yaakov Avinu was so aroused with Avas Hashem because he'd met Yosef that he didn't want to waste that moment of the Simcha of seeing Yosef. He didn't want to waste that. They used it for Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem Elokecha. At that moment of seeing Yosef after 22 years, can you imagine how he was feeling inside, the simcha, the happiness, the joy? What do you do with that joy? Well, you say Shema. When are you ever going to get an opportunity to say Shema Yisrael with such simcha again? That's why I use the moment to avoid a such shep. There's a big lesson in that. Tov, Tzarechi and Godel, we have to mechazak each other, Rabbi Yisrael. A good Shabbos, a good Nerev Shabbos.
Thank you. Thank you.